Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
And tonight we're going to be doing a travel episode about a wonderful, wonderful trip that we took, a cruise we took to Alaska in summer of 2010.
Which ended up being, oh my gosh, I wish you so would have not said the day, the year.
I'm sorry. I would offer to cut it out, but it's a really big pain for me to do video editing. So it was a really fun trip, and it happened to be on Angel's birthday.
Yes. Well, it was a big birthday. We're not going to say which one. You can think 20 and that'll be
20.
Yeah. So we started in Seattle. That's where our the cruise ship went out. So we went around Seattle for a day.
And yes, then but before we get into that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do we have any shout outs?
Just so excited.
I know.
No shout outs.
No shout outs this week.
Y'all, we have a special guest.
We have a guest. I love having a guest on, except we only talk a very long time because it's fun. It's fun talking
to you. Yeah, and we apologize now for that.
In advance for how long we're going to talk, because we're in a long time.
Well.
Okay. So I am making note of the time. So our guest is John Bauer. And he is my cousin, and he's excited to be on OK Karen. I think he followed us in the beginning. I think we lost him at the period podcast, but
right. He was a super fan.
He was in the beginning. And then, you know, they had him and his wife had a third baby, you know, things come up.
Priorities change.
You don't have as much free time to sit around and listen to Angel and Bessie talk maybe in your life.
So, we're giving him a lot of slack because he's probably our favorite Bauer. So.
Yeah. And yeah, Matt's never going to listen to this, or Andy or Tim. So there you go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's bring him in.
Okay. All right. Is he coming? Is he
come
here?
Come on, like Katie, where she's like running
there
in.
There he is.
Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Hello.
We are recording. You are live with OK Karen.
Exciting. Yes.
Have you been waiting for this day for like a year?
I have been. It's been quite a while.
You know, John, we introduced you as you used to be a super fan.
A former super fan.
Right. But you've kind of dropped off with having another kid.
Claire came along and that kind of put that on hold.
Right. But we did say, because I need you to hear this, that you're still our favorite Bauer.
I'll drink that.
Betsy said that's kind of easy. Oh, I'll drink to it easy too.
But of the Bauers, you know, Angela, that's not that much of a compliment.
I've traveled with two Bauers.
True.
And I've met the other two.
That's true.
Who seem really fun.
Right.
Probably couldn't tell Tim and Andy apart if they walked in my house, but still seem pretty fun.
You knew the names though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's you just good. Said the names.
Yeah. I know, but you remembered. I mean, sure, I said it a minute ago, but it's still pretty good.
Oh, I know Tim's wife is Tina. T&T.
Oh, look at you.
And Andy's wife is Jen, I think.
I am really impressed.
I don't know
how much personal information we need to give out at this.
Sorry.
They've not agreed to be on the podcast.
I feel like Betsy, I know you so well, obviously. And then the Bauers, we traveled so many trips together.
Yes.
So I've just heard all this.
Yes. We've done a lot of trips together. And Alaska was one of the funnest trips. I feel like the trips where we've had a big group of people have really been very memorable. And we had 15 people.
Did we have 15?
15.
It was 15?
We had two cabins of guys. And there was four in each cabin. And we had two cabins of girls. One was the three-person cabin, the princess cabin. Guess who was in that one?
That was me.
Uh-huh. They named it the princess cabin themselves. Hey, it wasn't given the cruise ship did not have a princess cabin. They named it that themselves.
We made it a princess cabin. Right. But you know what? Where did everyone hang out?
In the lounge?
In our cabin.
Oh.
No. Well, when we couldn't go in the lounge, our cabin.
We squeezed a lot of people in there for your birthday. So, so we had 15, we had 8 guys and 7 girls, everybody in their 20s. And we just had a blast. Like, it was super fun.
Everyone in their 20s.
Yes.
I don't know if everyone was in their 20s. Let's be honest.
I wasn't. No.
I know.
The only one though.
I know. And during the trip,
Was Ernie older?
How old is Ernie? Because Ernie's.
I don't know.
And I don't know how old Zach is or John Goble.
John's the same age as me.
There's another girl that's a little older than us too. That's true.
I was not the oldest, but I was in charge.
We're not calling her out either.
Well, I was in charge. Let's be honest. Okay.
Yeah.
So this group got together. It was some, you know, Angela and I had done a lot of traveling. Pretty much every summer we'd do a trip. Because I was off for the summer and because Angela took off to do stuff with me, which is awesome. And we'd have random people come with us. We had already gone to Italy at this point, done a couple big trips, the Southwest trip. And so we decided, let's go to Alaska.
Your kidney trip by this point,
yes,
too?
It was a couple years before that.
Was this Southwest trip the first trip you came with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I was only on about half of that.
He'd come to visit me in Texas, but that was like, this was like a big trip. Southwest.
That's where I met him then. Southwest.
Yes. Southwest and Alaska and Yellowstone. Right, John? Those were the three big.
Those are the three. Yep.
Okay. So, so we had done this and it ended up just being, somehow we got several people from Wisconsin to go, which was my sister's friends, because she was living in Wisconsin. My sister and brother-in-law's friends too. My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, two of his siblings came. He didn't come, or my sister. So it was like two of my cousins, my brother, a bunch of friends of my sister's from Wisconsin, Angela, and the group just kind of grew. So we didn't.
Lisa, Beth.
Yes. A couple of college friends, a friend from here. And so the group kind of took on, I mean, pretty much we're just like, who wants to go? And this is what it's going to cost to split cabins. We did it pretty cheap. I mean, for a cruise, for a 7-day cruise. If you were in a 4-person cabin, I think it ended up being like $900. It wasn't very much, I don't think, for 7 nights all inclusive.
I have no idea how much it was.
Yours was a little more because you only had 3 people in your cabin, and you were fine with that.
You know what? 100% okay with it.
So we we organized it all, and everybody met kind of just then. We all flew into Seattle, and that's where everybody met. We stayed there, you know, a night or two in a hotel before we left on the cruise.
I think we stayed a night in Seattle, right?
Maybe like a
day. You guys
day
went
and
to Oregon before, right?
We did.
A few of us went to Washington and Oregon and
stayed
did
in
like
a yurt.
A yurt. That was
Angela,
the first
would you
time.
Like to tell us?
I was
about...
very jealous.
So this all came about because we
really
were...
shouldn't have been, John. Really shouldn't have been.
Yes, you should have. So
isn't that the story? Isn't that the story where you guys were going to sleep and Matt's like, I'm pretty sure this is where they filmed Predator.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And Angela responded.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Something about pulling Matt's chest hair out.
One by one.
That should be in the quote book.
So it is. Here's our quote book.
A
travel quote book. I thought I would show everyone. I don't think I've shown this on the podcast yet. And each tab is a different trip. And it says who was on the trip. And it just has random quotes of ridiculous things that people have said while traveling that make no sense or do make sense that make too much sense. And you're like, yeah, that was definitely Matt Bauer who said that.
My mom's going to be so proud of that quote too. That's all I got to say.
There's a lot of Matt quotes in here. Maybe we'll do like outtakes at the end and I'll just read them straight in a row. He did say, you're a better person than I am. And he was talking to me. So...
Oh, and that made in the quote book. Yeah, yes. That's a good quote.
Here it is. Okay, Matt did say this is where Predator was filmed. And Angela said, I'm going to burn your eyes out with a hot poker. I'm going to rip your chest hairs out one by one. I'm going to stab you.
That's mainly the part I'm jealous about. I wish I could have been.
Just to put it
the
in
yurt,
context,
not so
y'all.
Much.
We're in a yurt,
which
I don't even
step
know.
Step up because remember we made a deal. No more tent camping.
That's
so we
true.
Got a yurt,
which is a
like a cabin.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, don't go that far with a cabin.
Okay,
it didn't
if
have
you don't
a
know what
bath.
A yurt is, look it up.
Open. It's just an open room. I don't
it
even know
beds.
If the windows. It did have a bed, bunk beds, but I don't know if the windows closed. The door had a lock that my 3-year-old niece could probably push open. And then, so it's dark and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to sleep tonight? Yeah. Again, the middle of the woods. Oh, there's a sign that says, be aware of cougars, like the animal cougars.
We probably
not
took
women
a picture
cougars.
By that.
We did. And so I'm thinking I could die again tonight. This is another, am I even going to make it? And that's when Bauer said that quote. And I thought, oh my gosh, Oh my gosh. So yeah, the yurt was not fun. We did go to the Pacific Ocean though. That was, I have never been to the Pacific Ocean, and they have, what do they call, Betsy, those, is it a sneaker wave?
Yeah, they said beware of sneaker waves.
Yes.
What's that? And then
man, it's the water just rushes up. So we're taking a picture of Matt, and bam, a sneaker wave came and he got just drenched, his the bottom of his like knee down. Or and to dry his sock, he closed the window with a sock, and while we were going down the highway, it just flapped outside to get it dry.
I mean, I'm just gonna say, if you're listening, Matt, I would have done the same thing. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm sure I didn't have socks on. I'm sure I just had sandals on. But
yeah, I would have just thrown away the socks.
But the ocean was definitely very different than what us like Gulf Coast girls were used to, for sure. And even East
Coast. Was cold.
It was very cold.
It was in June.
So we went to, this all started because we wanted to get to all 50 states. Me and Angela and Matt and probably John also. I just feel like everybody kind of wanted to get to 50 states, and we're like, hey, let's just do Alaska. We looked at driving and we're like, okay, we're gonna spend like four days driving to Anchorage back. Like that's our whole thing. Or we can take a cruise and stop at small towns along the coastline and get, you know, a variety of a few things, see a little bit of variety of Alaska. So we just kind of put it out there, who wants to go? And the group got bigger and bigger. And then we thought, well, if we're going to Seattle to depart for this cruise anyway, we might as well go down and hit Oregon as well.
Oregon.
Because when else are we going to be out there? So we went to, you know, we got Washington State and Oregon as well. We went to, what's the place where Goonies was filmed?
Yeah, I don't know, but we did go to the house, the Goonies house.
We took pictures. It says private property. This is where
and we still took pictures.
Please don't go up the driveway. And then we went to Forks. That was a big sight to see because
Y'all don't know Forks, I was about to say that's the Twilight books. So Betsy and I stood out. The guys, Matt and Chris could care less, but we made them take the picture of us.
We saw some giant sequoias, went to a couple national parks just for a
visit. Did we? We went to some national parks?
Yes. And then we went, so it was a very quick, like, you know, 3 days, 2 days, 2 days, 3 days before the trip. And then everybody else that wasn't able to take off more than a week of work to come gallivant around with us.
That'd be me.
Met us in Seattle. And we spent, I want to say, I don't know, 30 hours in Seattle. We stayed at a hotel, but we went out in Seattle and saw some, you know, touristy Seattle things.
We did the gum wall, which we have a picture that we'll show, which was disgusting.
We saw the Space Needle, and we did the seafood market, all this stuff you should if you're going to be in Seattle. Of course, we only were there for 24 hours. So
I need to say, whose idea was it to go to the gum wall?
I don't even know.
Because I remember like
several of us there
chewing my gum. And then I thought, okay, and then I'm going to put it on this wall. And then as I went to put it on the wall, I thought, I don't want to touch anybody else's gum. This is so gross. So that was really nasty. I can't believe I did that.
Me neither.
Whatever.
I'm really surprised that you cared.
Did one of us catch a fish? I did not catch the fish at the market. Didn't someone in our group try to catch a fish, or is that we were just watching people?
Or were we just watching them throw the fish?
I remember watching people throw fish and catch fish.
Okay.
I personally was not in the catching fish business.
No,
but I remember watching in the market and seeing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
all the workers yelling at each other and stuff while they were throwing fish.
We went to the original Starbucks too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. So that's what, and Seattle is.
Yeah, I'm just going through my pictures.
It was neat.
Super and then, quick.
So here's the thing. I'm just going to say this. The planning, we had one minivan that we rented when we went camping and doing stuff the 3 days before. And then we just made, you know, nobody else needs to really get a car. I'll just shuttle everybody as their flights come in, 15 people. You know, well, like four of us were there, five of us were there, so 10 people. I'll just go to the airport and shuttle them back to where the hotel is, which was kind of downtown. And that's where everything we wanted to see in Seattle was anyway. And then we'll return the one vehicle and get on the cruise. No problem, right? Minivans, we were very crowded getting people to and from the airport because people packed for at least a 7-day cruise. Some people were there before and we were camping. So we had sleeping bags. It was just a lot of luggage.
My packing ranged from hiking shoes to, you know, evening gowns for the boat. It was just, I think I brought 7 or 8 pairs of shoes.
Yes.
Just shoes. Cause it was insane what you had.
That does not surprise me.
No. And I think I was telling Matt, like, do you own a pair of sandals? Like, what did you bring? What are you wearing? No, because I do remember some of the guys on the dress up night where the girls are wearing like semi-formals and formal dresses. Guys were like, I brought khakis, and my tennis shoes. And we're like, you just have tennis shoes? Like, that's all I brought. Like, okay, great. Or hiking boots. So like, okay, great.
That was also me.
That was all, exactly.
Do you remember what Matt did to the van, Betsy?
Yes. Oh,
that
yeah.
That was rented by you in your name.
I will get to that. You can tell that.
He broke it.
Just making sure.
So the day we're leaving for the cruise didn't leave early. It was like noon or something. We all go down to the hotel lobby. Everybody has their luggage. We're all standing, a group of 15 of us, you know, and I'm probably in teacher mode. Like, everybody, this is what we're doing. You get your bags, you get in the van, blah, 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 blah. So we start shuttling people, like, you know, 5 people at a time down to where the port is for the cruise and dropping them off, luggage, go back to the hotel, drop off the next group. We get to the last group and I'm driving because the rental van is in my name. And everybody gets in. We put all the luggage in the back. The luggage, the door of the minivan, it's like it's not closing. John, do you remember what? So Matt's
like, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. And like kicks, like some crazy karate kick.
Oh my goodness.
And what does it do? It just dents in. It's a freaking minivan door. Like, it wasn't like
a dent that would not come back out.
It was about to latch. It was like this much space where the bag was, you know. I'm like, so you got like 4 inches here. Do you think you're just going to be like, if it was just this much, I could have pushed it with my hands, Bauer. So it dented. And then he's like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. Well done, Bauer. So
it was a, how much money do I have to throw at this problem to make it go away moment for Matt?
And at this point, yes, exactly. How much money do you have to throw? I said, I don't know, but you're going with me to return the van now. You're going with me. And we'll see if they charge me, you know, like, cause it was very obvious. It wasn't like,
really?
No, it was not a small dent.
It was a big dent.
Oh, wow. See, and I think I was already at the cruise ship. I was not.
You were, a part but that's of not this. The end of this story. So we're already, I'm like, I'm going to have to deal with this. And we were doing okay on time, but you know, the cruise is like, you get here 2 hours before you get here. If you hear that horn blow, we're leaving without you. We don't wait. And they were very, very strict about
stuff. Snake through lines and check out this and check this and put your luggage here and go.
Yes. Yeah. Because we were going to be the last ones, obviously, after I returned, we were going to get a taxi, return it to the airport and then rental car. And then I was just going to get a cab to the cruise. So I'm like, you're going with me, Bauer. So we drop off the last group of people. John, were you in the last group of people?
He had to have been if he witnessed that.
So we get there, we pull all the luggage out of the van and I'm like, let's go people. Now I'm going to have to deal with the rental car people. We got to get back here. Matt and I have to get on the boat and we get all the luggage out. It's sitting on the curb. Everybody grabs their bags and there's one like black roller, small suitcase, like carry on suitcase is just sitting there. And I'm like, whose bag is this? Crickets. I'm like, whose bag?
Hold on. Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
You
forgot about that.
Said, whose bag is this? In the most Karen voice.
Oh yeah. I was in full Karen mode at this point. Matt just dented my van, my minivan.
You probably had the haircut. Before we called them Karens. Your hair was shrinking up and everything.
Yes. Yes. I was in teacher mom Karen mode and I was not a mom and Karen didn't exist at this time, but I was in full mode because we were like running behind on time. It was a super pain to like shuttle everybody back with their bags. And then Matt dented my minivan. Okay. So I was like,
so awesome.
I was like, what? So then I'm like, call your attention. Cause the people we just dropped off are like, They're starting to walk up. I'm like, no, no, no. Everybody get over here. Whose bag is this? And everybody's like, it's not mine. It's not mine. So I look at the tag and it says like random name I've never heard, Wisconsin. It has like a tag with the address on it. So then I'm like, we're all standing there and I'm like, call the people from Wisconsin on their cell phone and see if this is like someone's bag, because we had like five people from Wisconsin. So we start calling, we're like, is this someone, is this your dad's bag? Did you borrow someone's bag by this name? You know, like it's not anyone's name that we knew, but again, it's from Wisconsin. So we're like, so they're like, no, no, no. And it's this point that we realize we took someone's bag from the hotel lobby. That
you stole someone's bag.
And it didn't even cross my mind until every single person was like, it's not our bag. So we wasted like 30 minutes standing there at the port because most of our group was already in their cabins. Like, yeah, already
I
on.
Don't think I was aware of any of this. No, we didn't. And I am bothered. So glad. I probably had a drink in my hand you by probably this did. Point.
You probably
which
did.
Which I'm
so like,
thankful for.
So then I'm like, oh my God, we stole. Where did this bag come from? And then we realized, you know, we just had a pile of luggage in the lobby of the hotel with like a lot of luggage for 15 people. And we were just loading it up. So yeah. The last batch, everybody, the two shuttles before, everybody made sure their own bags were in the van, right? But this last one, we just put everything in. And Matt's like, who put their, what person at the hotel put their luggage so close to ours? They should have never put it in our pile. And I'm like, Bauer, you're blaming this on them. And he's like, and they have this like nondescript black carry-on suitcase. I'm like, I said, that bag could have been like pink polka dot with elephants on it and we would have taken it. We wouldn't have even thought, like, we just been like, put it in the van, like, because we were already in a hurry and the van door was dented.
That,
and
bag, like, that bag was probably the one that kept the door from closing.
It probably was,
too.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
And so.
And it was
so
their then, fault.
So we, yes. So we get in the van. Not Max. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. He's like, how dare you put your luggage so close to ours? How are we supposed to know? I'm like, really?
Charge
Max.
Them for the dent, for the exactly. body repair.
Yeah, exactly. So, so we call the hotel. And we're like, hey, we think we accidentally, we just left. We had a big, loud group of people. And we think we might have taken someone else's bag from the lobby. And the guy right away was like, oh, yes, the guy's looking for his bag. Like, he already came up to us and said his bag was missing. And I'm like, don't leave your
so
bag
then you have
attended,
to get
dude.
By
that's the first, where did you go? Did you go to the bathroom? Take your bag with you. But anyway. So,
so you had to go back by the
so
hotel.
We had to go back to the hotel. And I stayed in the van. No. I was like, Bauer, you're taking this bag and you're going in. But, and he was like, they're going to get mad at me. I'm like, just go up to the front desk and be like, I'm returning a stolen bag and run away. So he's like, oh, Betsy. I'm like, nope, you got to do it. So I stayed in the van. And anytime he said anything, I'm like, you did it in the van. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. So he goes and he's like, I didn't say stolen. I said, we accidentally put this bag in our van and we're returning it. And he goes, I didn't wait around to see who the owner was. I just gave it to the clerk. I'm like, good call. So we go back and Matt was actually kind of nervous when we got to the rental place. They didn't say anything. And they did look at the car and I was like,
it was bigger than a quarter?
Yeah, it was like the size of his boot.
Oh, much bigger.
And it was dented in like 2 or 3 inches. Like it was a big dent. Yeah.
And they didn't say anything?
About the size of Matt's foot.
Yes, exactly.
His hand or his foot?
His foot.
His foot.
So it was a pretty big dent.
He kicked it.
That's crazy. And yeah. That they didn't say anything.
And I don't know if they didn't notice or what, but I was like, and so I told him, you're not off the hook until like a month goes by.
I was just
get
about
some
to say,
random
so
bill.
Yes. Yeah, so even after, they never sent you anything.
They never said anything. So I hope
that's
the next
good for
person,
you.
You know, when you get the rental car and you can mark if there's any marks, right. I hope the next person like said there's a dent here because otherwise they might get charged for it.
Right.
So we never got charged for it. So I was like, you got lucky. And you
I'm just really glad Matt's not on this call so he can't defend himself. That's the best part about all of this.
That's a good, it is.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Then we like get a cab and I was getting anxious because, you know, you're supposed to be there an hour and a half before and we were getting there an hour and 15 minutes before. And I'm like, and everybody was saying there's a really long line. You have to go through all this whole process to get on. And we made it, of course, and it was fine. It wasn't as close a call as other times, which we'll tell you when John was running.
Yes. But Betsy, I do remember that being anxious because I thought y'all aren't on the ship yet. Everyone else is, but
yeah,
and we did go through a long line.
And I'm not going to get stuck in Seattle with Bauer for a week.
Yeah, while we're in Alaska.
I'm just going to fly home.
Goodness.
So we get on the cruise, and this was the first and only cruise I've ever been on. And it was so nice. Like I just felt like we were just pampered the whole time. And I don't know
what cruise line were we?
Norwegian.
Okay. Norwegian.
So yeah. Angela, you've been on other cruises. Are they all?
They're very nice. Okay. Yes, they are. Alcohol is expensive.
Yeah, they clean your room.
Everything else is really nice.
2 or 3 times a day, they clean your room, and they were just very happy to see us at meals. Yeah,
they make little animals with your towels and stuff. That was always fun. Remember when you go in? This is all pre-COVID too. Washy washy when you went into the restaurant.
That's right. Washy washy.
Hand sanitizer.
Yes.
So we were just like, this is really nice.
And we probably, let's be honest, we're the youngest people on the cruise.
The youngest and the loudest.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, there was a lot of older people on this cruise.
Right.
And then there were some families. But as far as like groups of single people in their 20s?
No.
Yeah.
No. And there's 2,000 people. Yeah. 2,000 people on the cruise.
But they all knew who we were. The whole cruise line.
They learned very quickly.
Yeah, they were like, wait, you're part of Betsy's crew, which we'll get to.
Yeah, the cruise director.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Who wants to tell how we got that name?
You go ahead, Betsy.
I just remember, I think someone said.
We wrote the love game, the dating game.
But we participated in everything on the boat.
Yes.
Not all of us. Like, I didn't participate in the love game. Maybe I should have, but anyway.
Some people put their names in to be on the love game.
Yeah.
The dating game or whatever, but none of us were selected. We were just in the audience.
And then, John, you did something on stage one time. Do you remember?
I remember Mary. I remember Mary doing that. What I do? I don't remember that at all.
Because I have a picture of you with three other guys, and you did your hands like this, and you're bent backwards or...
Maybe it was like y'all were sitting on chairs, or the magic show.
And they pulled the chairs. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah,
they pulled
the chair from you. Up. It was one of the magic or comedy shows or something.
You don't remember this?
I do not. I'm totally honest. I don't remember that at all. I remember the magic shows. I mean, they were really good, but
you participated in it.
So how we got the name is we went to this dating show, and they have they pull up three guys and three girls, and they have their back turned, and they ask questions and stuff. And I don't think anyone from our group was participating, although some people put their name in for it. They weren't selected. But we were in the audience, and we were, kind of heckling, I feel like. Don't you think?
That's a good way of putting it.
We were heckling?
Yes, because it was like people would yell out answers. And the cruise director who was leading the show was like, okay. Yeah, he loved it. At first, Andy, the cruise director, loved it because he's like, oh, yeah, because people are being interesting and participating, which makes everybody laugh and more interested. Because probably the dating game doesn't normally on that cruise have that many people participating because it's all elderly people. But Andy was like, and then after a while, one of the questions like, what's the one thing that you wouldn't do something? And the guy was just kind of like, and then somebody in our group started saying, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. And person sang it, and Andy's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then the guy, the contestant, sang it, heard us do it and sang it. And Andy's like, oh, you got some help from the crowd, huh? And then somebody started singing it super loud, and our whole group was just interrupted the game show. All of these events are live broadcast to people's room if you want to watch it. So they were you could see the cameras on us instead of the contestants as they're singing. And so Andy's like, okay, we're just going to, hold on. We're going to go over here. Who are you people? He pretty much was
and he
started
asking
people, where are you from? And they were like, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Texas. And they just were
Illinois.
And was that it? Or was there more? No, I think there was all the states. But he's like, wait a minute. How do you all know each other?
And wait, was there a Minnesota? There might have been a Minnesota.
Yeah, John Goble. And so at the same time, everybody's like, Betsy. And he's like, what? And he's like, oh, well, thanks, Betsy, for bringing all the crazy people. Yeah. And of course, we just loved it. And then after that, he's like, okay. So he's like, back to the game. He's like, Betsy's crew, you can be as loud as you want. But like, remember, we got to like focus on our contestants here or something like. So he gave us the name Betsy's crew. And I think after that, Angela, yeah, like every the event we went to, they were like, yeah, definitely the lounge with the band that played at night.
Wavelength.
Mm-hmm. You knew the name.
Yes. I wrote it down.
I could have told you that. Yeah.
Do you remember the lounge's name, John?
No, I don't.
It was Bliss.
Bliss.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, okay, hold on. Let me show you this, John, because I found it. Look at, does this bring back memories? I think you're right.
Oh, yeah, I do.
See,
yes,
I told you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were like leaning on each other.
Yeah, like I think y'all were sitting down in chairs and they came and took your chair out or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but y'all, and we were all supporting one another.
Yeah.
Didn't someone in our group win a dance off or something?
Yes, Melissa won Dancing with the Norwegian Stars or something like that. Dancing with the Cruise Stars.
Wow.
I mean, we were all over. Of course, I think when she was doing the dancing, I'll be honest, I wasn't there. I probably should have been there to support her, but I was in the lounge. With Wavelength.
Yes, we've been a lot. We were in the lounge with Wavelength. I feel like every night after dinner or after the show we went
to. Wavelength.
Yes!
There's
Wavelength.
Oh, they pretty much catered to us because
100%.
We were like, you know, most
especially that one night.
Especially Angela's birthday night.
Yes, because
they changed the letters for Gloria to Angela.
But and we didn't even realize it till you, Betsy. I was just talking up a storm, which surprise there. And Betsy, you were like, "Hold on, Angela."
I'm like, "They're singing
about you." Yeah,
yeah.
It was really cool. And then they did sing a Bon Jovi
singing
and playing a tambourine, y'all.
For anyone that knows Angela, that was a big thing. She had had plenty of wine, and they were like, "Come on up, birthday girl!" And she was up there singing. I don't know how many songs. The tambourine playing was even more than the song singing. The next day, I'm like, "Angela, what is wrong with your hand?" And she shows me her hand. All of this is blue, black and blue.
Yeah.
I'm like, "What is wrong?" And she's like, "I think it's from playing the tambourine." She was hitting her hand so hard and her hip that she had bruised the palm of her hand and her hip where she was hitting the tambourine.
Yeah.
Very much into it.
That was like, that was my job that night. I was their tambourine player. Period.
And wore a tiara.
Yes, Lisa brought you a tiara.
She did. This is me on stage with
Angela.
I don't even know who that is. It's part of
That we'll post some of these pictures. If you're watching on YouTube, then you know I'm gonna try and put these in as we go through the different stuff. So so we just had a blast. The actual cruise was really fun. Besides the port cities, it was so much fun having a big group. I felt like every night we would choose like, okay, we're gonna go to this restaurant at 8 o'clock. Yeah. And we had a big table and everybody, I think there's only one or two nights that people ate at different places, like if they wanted to do sushi or pay extra for this or whatever.
I think I did sushi and I think I was the only girl that did sushi with the boys.
Yeah.
But because y'all didn't eat sushi.
That was the first time I tried it. Yeah, I
really
like sushi.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So did you say that was the first time you had sushi?
If it wasn't the first, it was like the second. I think Matt took me someplace to like try it. And then we went on the Alaskan cruise and I'm like, if I remember right. So, yeah.
But the sushi in Southern Illinois isn't rural Southern Illinois.
I don't remember, but I'm sure
it's like sushi in the world.
We have a Japanese restaurant in Effingham, Illinois. So it's pretty good.
Well,
pretty good
I mean, I've been to the Mexican restaurant. Wasn't there a Mexican restaurant in Newton for a little while? I was like,
there still is. I think it's still open. I haven't been in there forever. I took wife on our first date was at a Mexican restaurant in Newton, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good first date.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Alaska.
Okay.
Okay. So the cruise was just really fun, basically.
It was.
And I feel like I would enjoy a cruise now if it was just like me and my husband without the kids. But at the same time, this was like the perfect cruise for us at this time. Like having a big group made every event fun, you know, just even like, I remember we play cards, we're sitting like, you know, they have the viewing rooms that are just all glass, like kind of sitting, you know, rooms where you just sit around and have a drink and whatever during the day. When we weren't doing other stuff, and we just sit and visit and play cards and goof off. And it was just, it was really enjoyable. So
now this cruise ship did not have a casino on it, because I've been on other cruise ships that they have a casino, like a small casino, but ours didn't. And I mean, yes, like you said,
I wonder if it has so to do with the international going waters.
Out, yeah, that's what I would think.
Because we were really close to the shore most of the time. You could see there was only like a day where we were all in the ocean and you couldn't see the land. Most of the time, you could see the mountains, which was gorgeous.
Oh, everything. Mm-hmm. Remember, there was like, we were in the dining area and there was a huge commotion and it was a whale had breached and it did it a couple of times and everyone just ran to the back. I didn't know what was going on. I was a little nervous, I'll be honest. But then when they said it was a whale, I thought, okay, that's better.
Now, I can say if you do go on Alaskan cruise, I brought like, you know, a bathing suit cover up and sunscreen. And I don't think I ever did the hot tubs or the pool. The pool and the hot tubs are all on the top deck. And it was pretty cold. I think a few people, did you guys go in the hot tubs? I think a few people in the group did. No. But most people were like.
But they were also really small too.
Yeah.
You know, and there wasn't a whole lot of them either. So. There was so much other stuff, but yeah, it was, I mean, I wore a coat, especially that day we did the Glacier Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had coats and blankets on the, you know, sitting out on the deck.
Gloves, with hats. That. I mean, we were all very cold.
Yeah.
It was cold. And this is June. This is the beginning of June.
So
I remember everybody wearing sweatshirts and covering up in blankets on the Glacier Bay National Park. That was cold.
So that was the stuff on the cruise.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the stops?
Our first stop was tiny
port cities.
And I loved the stops. I loved the people. I got to meet several of the people. Our first stop though was Juneau, Alaska. And myself, along with Chris Hess, Ernie, hold on, and I can tell you, Mary and Zach, we went on a whale excursion. I don't know what the rest of y'all did.
I went hiking.
I think I went on a different hike than you, John, but I think I went on a hike also.
I'm going to tell y'all.
So tell us about the whale watching, because I'm sure it was more exciting than the hike.
Oh my gosh.
My hike wasn't really that
exciting. No way. Y'all could not beat my excursion. It was on this boat. Kind of a small boat, and we saw all these orcas. It was unreal. And we're going from one place to another, and the boat's kind of cruising at a pretty good speed, and all of a sudden the captain just slams on the brake because everyone kind of leaned forward, and he gets on the overhead and it kind of whispers, everyone look to your right. And I look to the right in the water, and there's this huge humpback whale sitting on top. The captain said he was sleeping. And I thought, I looked at the whale and I looked at our boat.
How big is your boat?
It was small. Our boat was smaller than the whale. Cause I thought, whale, boat, whale, we need to get out of here. Cause if this whale gets mad, we're in trouble. And you know, you're not close to land. And we just went by a bunch of orcas. So I just was a little nervous. We didn't stay too long with the humpback. And then we went and saw some sea lions. And have y'all seen sea lion or heard sea lions?
Yeah. Okay,
they're really flipping loud. Cause I thought, what is that noise? And we get closer. I'm thinking, huh. And you know, we didn't stay there long because one sea lion's the same as the next sea lion. But and then we went back and we met up with y'all on the boat. But that was my excursion and it was so much fun. Well, I'll add some pictures. I'll send them to Betsy and she can add them because y'all know I don't add them.
Yes.
I don't remember I don't think you were on our hike, Betsy, but ours was just mainly like a really steep climb and it had a really steep cliff next to it. But There was like a really big drop off. Kind of, I have a kind of a picture that can explain just how steep it was. So,
thanks for the graphic.
Why did y'all do that, John? Why did y'all do that?
I don't know. It was really beautiful. I mean, it was really pretty. I mean, but really good. I mean, everywhere you turned, it was kind of a Alaskan postcard. I felt like
I mean, it was very much mountains and woods. It was really pretty. I can't remember which day it was, but I went on a hike with John Goble and Lisa, and it was more like in town, but we ended up like, it was a little bit of hiking. We took like a city bus somewhere, and then we ended up at this lake surrounded by mountains, and the lake had like big chunks of ice floating in it, you know, because it was still very, very cold. And so we just saw that, and then we headed back. We ended up, the city bus never came according to the schedule. I don't know why. And so we were like, we have an hour to get back, and we're like 25 miles from the boat, or 20 miles from the boat. Oh my goodness. And we have an hour to get back, you know. And they're very threatening with the cruise lines. Like, if you're not here, we're leaving you.
They're going to leave you.
So we were like, what are we going to do? Like, we tried to see if there was like a taxi company. This is a town of like 800 people. So
I wouldn't think there's too many taxis or Ubers.
So we ended up hitchhiking. Like, we just saw a guy, like, we're on the side of the road, and we're like, what are we?
I am so glad I did not go with y'all.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. So we were like, we're walking, and it's kind of in the city. But it was very spread out. It was like a, you know, the city was like a long, basically a long highway with different stuff, but it was, you know, it was too far for us to walk in an hour. And so we were like walking through a church parking lot, or we see somebody getting in their car at the church parking lot. We're like, hi, we need to get back to the cruise, and we have this many minutes. Is there like a taxi cab? Like, do you know anyone that has an Uber? Like, they didn't have Uber then, but we were like, we need help, basically. And the guy was like, I'll just give you a ride. I'm going that way anyway. And we're like, okay. Like, we don't have any options. And we're like, okay.
No. And my mama listening to this is probably like, Angela, I'm so glad you went on that whale excursion.
And there were three of us. So we're like, you know, what are we going to do?
So you, Lisa, and John Goble.
And John Goble. But then he opens the van, and he only has two seats in the van.
Like his seat and one more?
I don't remember. I remember that I was behind the back seat sitting on the spare tire, kind of curled up. And John has a picture of me, and I'm like, smiling, like, here we go. Like, wish us luck. We don't know what's going on. And even with him driving us, I remember, like, we got back like 5 minutes before they sounded the horn, and we were like,
really?
Yeah, we were very close getting back. We're like, okay, well, that was interesting. And I still don't know why the buses weren't running. I mean, who knows? But yeah, there we were. So we made it back. It was beautiful. I'll post a picture of that if I can find one. I don't really know where my pictures are of this trip, but
After we finished our whale excursion, we went to the Red Dog Saloon, which is pretty famous. Yes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people ended up there.
Yeah.
Did y'all do the duck?
I have pictures of that.
Did you do the duck fart shot?
You guys told us about it.
Yes. Y'all, it was so good. I don't even know what was in it. I'll maybe Google it.
The name of it is duck fart?
Duck fart. Yes. D-U-C-K. Duck fart. F-A-R-T.
And I'm surprised that you even tried a shot like that. I mean, usually
Said it's very popular.
But usually, like, I'll take something that's like, you know, caramel sunset or something that sounds really sweet and delicious.
It must have been.
It's not something like.
Angela's like, I'm not trying duck fart. What's wrong with you?
It's only a shot. So, I mean, you can do anything with a shot.
Okay, Karen.
So I'm going to throw that
tell
out
us,
there.
Tell us more about that.
Well, that's all I need to say right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember going to that and really enjoying.
I'm going to have to Google what was in duck fart. Shot.
Yeah, I have a picture of it, but I can't read what's in it. But yeah, it was one of the things you had to do.
And now, here's the other thing I really liked about the Alaskan cruise is that, so we did a port city and then we would just be at sea for like 8 hours in the middle of the night.
At night, yes.
And then the next morning it was like, oh, we're at a port from like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. again. So it was really close ports, you know, 4 days in a row. And then the last coming home was longer, you know, we were at sea for maybe 2 days before we got to Victoria or whatever. But yeah, that was really nice because we just weren't on the boat a lot, you know?
Right. I enjoyed that too. So our next stop was Skagway, and I'm pretty sure everyone in our group did a train. We went on a train trip. I don't know where the train went.
I need to look it up because it was something historical with this train. And I don't remember, you know, how old it was. It was a very old train, though.
It was like White Pass. That's in my pictures. I don't know what that means.
I'm impressed that you, you saw the name in your pictures. I'm like, wow, I remember this. Good for you.
You think I remember that? I can barely remember last week.
I remember Duck Fart, though.
Duck Fart. I don't know what was in it, but Duck Fart shot was delicious.
Yeah, if y'all ever have the opportunity in Juneau, Alaska, do that.
So the train was really neat, and it was beautiful, like, through the mountains. I thought it was really... Was it scary for you, Angela?
No.
Were you on the train, John?
Yes, I think everybody. That was the one excursion everybody did, because we had, like, the longest email thread trying to get everybody...
To do one together.
To do one together, but that...
And that was probably the one we chose, because really it was the cheapest, and Betsy was, very cheap.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just hiking. I'm not doing excursions.
I did another hike in Skagway, and it was even more altitude and all that stuff. But Matt complained a lot. It was terrible. But we
saw a bear on the...
We did.
And then we saw a mountain goat. If you remember, I have a picture of a mountain goat.
Wow. I don't remember the mountain goat.
Yeah, I'll be 100% honest. I was like, where's the goat? Where's the goat? And Chris Hess, I'm pretty sure, just said, right there. It's right there. So I just aimed my camera there and took a picture. And I found the mountain goat when I developed my pictures.
So that's when you could see it. Good thing you took a picture.
I didn't see the actual mountain goat when I was in Alaska. I got back to Mississippi and saw the mountain goat.
It's kind of like seeing one, you know. You were in Alaska when you saw it. You saw it when you were back home in Mississippi.
Right. So, but I do remember the train being, I mean, we really got to see, because I didn't hike. I'm not going to hike.
It even went through like some tunnels that was like through the mountains and stuff. I mean, that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really, it was a nice, and that was a good trip for all of us because we basically had one car in the train.
Yes.
So that was nice. I think, yeah. And then I did some shopping, I think, there a little in Skagway while John, y'all went on another hike, which completely tells our personalities. Right. And I think
Aaron Percy was a big advocate of the hiking as well.
Yeah, me and Aaron and
Teresa
Beth,
and Mike did a lot too.
And Mike, we were kind of a group. So
yeah,
Betsy,
yeah.
I have a picture of you, myself, and Lisa. We went to another saloon and had another shot. Do you remember that shot? It was like a pineapple vanilla.
I do remember this one. I was not with you for the duck fart.
Did you like it? Because in my notes I have, it smelled better than it tasted.
You made notes about the shots?
Yeah, why not?
Where are the notes kept?
They're in my little book. They're in my memory book.
You have a notebook like Matt does?
No, good grief. I have a what is this thing called?
A photo album.
Yes. You see?
I was thinking you had a little notebook, like a detective notebook, like Matt carries around on our trips and like writes down things. Remember in Rome how he'd write down all this stuff? And I'm like, are you going to look that up? Of course I'm going to look it up. A random building. He's like, who's that guy? The guy, the statue of the guy on the horse. I'm like, I don't know. Can you read it? He's like, I'm going to write it down. He's like writing the guy's name down. Some Italian statue. And I'm like, okay, do you really look up the stuff when you get home? But you write down in your photo album.
Important things.
Smelled better than it tasted.
Yeah.
About the shots.
It so if y'all go to Alaska, don't get that shot. Go pineapple with the duck fart shot. Pineapple vanilla.
Pineapple vanilla. And
it was clear. I remember
sounds
I
like thought, it would be good.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
I'm making a mental note. If I'm ever offered that, I'll be like, sorry, do you have a duck fart?
I'm going to smell it and then hand it back to him. Yeah. Like, thank you.
That smells wonderful. I'm not interested. Thank you. Now can I smell the duck fart?
Yes, people, don't smell the duck fart. Just trust me on the duck fart and drink it.
Just drink it.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. That was
the second port city.
Yeah. And then the third really wasn't a city. It was just Glacier Bay that the cruise ship went in and turned birthday that day that we stayed at Glacier Bay. And that was just a fun day. It was a relaxing day too, because we were on the boat, but we were outside a lot, and yeah, it was really fun. So Glacier Bay, the ship went into the bay and then it turned around and then we came back out.
An hour or two, because we were watching the avalanche, right?
Yes, which yeah. I thought was really cool.
And Glacier Bay is yeah. a national park, so there's another national park you've been to, Angela.
You know what? That's good to know.
You can stamp it in your little book that you always that everybody got.
Yeah, I don't have a national park book. That might surprise you, but sometimes there's things that come up, and I'm like, no, I haven't been to Glacier Bay, to Glacier Park, whatever national park. But now it's good to know that I have.
You have
and yep. I'll send out we'll put pictures of Glacier Bay that and us really on cool.
the sound of like the ice, you know, falling off into the water, because we
because it was huge chunks
there for an hour, I think, and just watched. It was really neat.
Yes,
I have a picture then, of Matt and Betsy's like relationship in Glacier Bay. I don't know if this is allowed on Coke Karen, but I'm sharing a lot of pictures.
Yeah, you'll have to send me that one so we can
oh something. Yeah, that's a good picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is their relationship.
You can sense yeah. the annoyance.
Yeah. So of course.
That day started, like I said, my birthday, and then y'all completely decorated my room.
Lisa
and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
It was so nice. And then y'all sang happy birthday, and it was a really good day for me.
Betsy, we
were eating breakfast, and Betsy was like, Angela, come with me to buy some batteries. And I was like, I don't want to go buy batteries. And she's like, come with me right now. So, okay, Karen, let me go with you to buy batteries. And then I don't even know what we did. I don't even know if you bought batteries.
I don't remember this at all.
And then we went to the room, and y'all were all in our room. And yeah,
13 people packed in that cabin.
Princess yes. cabin.
The princess cabin. The guys were all like, it's nice in here. It smells good. It
smells a lot better than mine.
One of the boys were like, it smells good.
Yeah. Those cabins are pretty small for like four adult men to share.
Yeah.
They even warned me when I was booking them. They were like, this is generally for like two adults and two kids. And I was like, yeah, we know.
Oh my gosh.
We're cheap.
Because see, I thought for three people, the cabins, but it was our cabin. Beth had a fold out off the wall. And then Lisa and I had it like a king size bed. And then in the room, someone had one corner, someone had another corner, and then like all of our stuff. But I couldn't imagine having a fourth person in there too.
Well, we had like two twins on the bottom and then two fold down on the top twins. So it was basically like two sets of bunk beds on each wall, but they were very close together. And we definitely like kept our bags, like our suitcase I kept on my bed. There's nowhere to put your stuff.
Oh, see, mine was, ours were, we were able to spread ours out.
I had
a
my
bit.
Suitcase like on the foot of my bed. And then at night, I didn't put mine on the floor, but I'm short.
You kept it on your bed?
Yeah, but I'm short, so it didn't bother me. But the other girls, you know, they'd put it on the floor while they were sleeping, but then during the day, we would put it back up on their bed and get their stuff out because there was just no room. It was very tight.
Yeah, I'm so glad I had our
And then
cabin.
You got, like, grown men that are, like, going hiking.
Right.
Went on a 12-mile hike, and they come back. I'm sure they're, like, socks and everything, like for guys in that room. I do remember it, and there's a quote from John about some pretty girls, and he's like, welcome to the stinky corridor. because we're walking, I guess, and somebody said, we were just hitting the hall, and one of the girls, not from our group, said something about, like, does it smell funny in this hall? And John's like, yeah, yeah, that's us. That's the room. He's so funny. So.
And then that night, yeah, we did. I don't even remember where we did dinner, but then we, of course, we ended up in.
I think we did Italian because we got wine.
Oh, yes. And we got some wine.
Lots of
wine. That is no joke.
That was one of the times, kind of like the Italy trip, where we all just like get together in the lounge and somebody's like, I brought a bottle. And then like four other people are like, I brought a bottle too. Like everybody brought some. And then that was nice about the cruise that you could bring your drinks from one location to the next. And
right.
Like, started a bottle of wine at dinner, and then they're like, would you like this? You know, are you going to, we're going to the lounge, and like, oh, we'll just send it down there for you. And it's there when you arrive, like on ice. I'm like, okay, thanks.
And then, yeah, the lounge, we ended the night there with Wavelength, just playing our hearts out. It was so much fun. Yeah. So much fun. And we'll put pictures up of, I mean, not that night. We'll put some pictures of us dressed up pretty. Because I don't think we need it. I don't even think we took pictures of that night.
So. I think you're referring to the one of you and Matt.
I have no idea.
That one's awesome.
You don't remember? Matt has a wine glass in his shirt pocket. Don't remember that? Huh. Okay. We're not going to get into those stories.
We don't need to talk about every detail, do we? Every detail?
I mean, the funny Karen. Ones. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, John. Oh, just the ones that involve you and your formal gowns. Right. Okay. Let's. You want me to read those quotes from John Goble?
Nope,
okay.
No. Nope,
all right, we'll move on.
Nope. Let's move on. So, our next stop the next day was Ketchikan.
I think this is where we had the shirts made.
I think so too.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah. So, because Matt and Mary got up super early. They went
to go kayaking.
Yes.
And it was
John,
a rough night. I thought they were just going to miss their excursion.
Yeah. They were going
to
do
but
it
they were
all,
up at like 5 or 6 to leave.
Yes.
And we didn't go to bed until like 3 probably. I was like,
oh my God. And it was a long night.
Yes.
I went, what you said you went, what did you do?
I went zip lining with Teresa and Mike. And I remember, I mean, just we were on this like military bus going towards the zip lining excursion. And Teresa and Mike were not celebrating your 30th birthday. They had kind of like a date on their own.
Oh, a date night.
And yeah. I remember them
That's
asking
so rude.
Me. I remember them asking me, they're like, John, did you have a good time last night? And I'm like, yeah. I had a really good time. And they're like, oh, that's good. You guys celebrate Angela's birthday. And I'm like, yeah, that was, yeah. And then like later in the day, they saw the pictures and they're like, you had a really good time last night. Like, we did.
Yes.
I was not in the mood to explain just how good of a time
I had. A good time, but I didn't end up in the like ship emergency room.
Right.
Like
that's
other
right.
people. No names
yes,
will be mentioned, but
not
no
me.
Names. No names.
Someone did get very sick and had, and I, we didn't yeah. bring them there. That was even more freaky because I'm like, where is this person? They
yeah,
were in the bathroom and now they're gone. But someone from the cruise escorted them down for medical assistance, which
right.
they didn't end up needing. But it was kind of, for us, I was like, what's happening? Like, where's this person? Because our cell phones didn't work on the ship. So we really had to, you know, we coordinated when we meet up and where everybody was and stuff. Because the ship is big. You can't just be like, I'll run into you.
Right.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Fun night.
Yeah. And that's why Ketchikan, I literally just went shopping with you, yes. Betsy. And y'all, my suitcase was already so packed going there. I had no room to put souvenirs. So every souvenir I bought, I just told him, ship it back to Mississippi. Ship it back to Mississippi.
I was
going to
ask, did you buy another bag or something? But you
no,
just shipped everything.
They
back.
Shipped everything. And remember that guy, I said, when are you going to ship this? Because it had some gifts uh-huh. and I wanted it back before I got back to Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, well, we've already walked our post office to the post office today. It's across the street. So we'll do it tomorrow. And I said,
a lot of people didn't have cars. It's across
the street.
No, but I'm just saying, because that comes in when we're doing the t-shirt thing too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So go ahead.
So anyway, but so I
you're
just,
like, can't you go and drop this off for me today?
No, I said Aaron. It very nice. I was like, well, sir. I'm
sure you were very sweet.
Can you please drop it off? And I remember Zach was with us and Zach said, oh, that's what the Southern accent gets you. Because the guy, when we left the store, he was walking across the street to drop it off for me. And I thought that was so nice of him. But yes, everything I bought, and I bought a lot of stuff.
Zach said he is going to remember your Southern Hail Mary for the rest of his life. I don't remember when we were praying the Hail Mary, but apparently it made an impression on him.
I mean, I think it's just like y'all's. The words are just like y'all's.
Are you talking to John?
I'm talking to all of you. The words are just like
the
y'all.
Words of the prayer are the same.
The same. Yes, that's right. I don't want anyone else thinking, did Angela make up a new Hail Mary? Because no, I didn't.
Same prayer in Mississippi as it is in Illinois and Texas. That is true. That is true. That's I can vouch for you there.
Yeah.
Does it sound the same? No.
Probably not.
Probably.
Some of the syllables might be a little longer than others.
So whose idea was it to make t-shirts for our group?
I don't know, but I think it was a great idea.
I mean, most people would make t-shirts before they go on the trip, not wait until they're like at a town of 800 people in the middle of Alaska.
These are our shirts.
Oh, there's our shirts.
Oh, all right.
This is the front, and then this is the back. And can you read the back?
Thanks.
Can you read it?
Well, thanks for bringing all the crazy people. Yes, yeah. Alaska.
And then Alaska. Yes.
I forgot there even was a back. I just remember
that. I did too until I just opened it up and I saw, oh, there's a back to it.
So someone thought this was a good idea and everybody was like, yeah, I'll pay $10 for a t-shirt. Like everybody just kind of decided. So John, were you the one that ordered them too, John? And found a printing place in town?
No, I don't think so. But
no, I have a feeling like Lisa, you, Betsy.
I don't think it was me.
But it was like a ways across town and they're like, well, how are we going to get there? And so someone made me run to that place and find out something. I remember doing that. And then I had to report back to Lisa and she's like, and she's shopping. Lisa's shopping. So I ran all the way to
because I like called her. Can you ask about the sizes or if it's 100% cotton? And you're like,
that's exactly what happened. And she's like, Betsy? Da, da, da. And she's like, this is, and the most, princess line of the whole thing was she's like, it's so nice to have a runner in the group. And I'm like,
like you work for her. She's like, also, like did you get my coffee? A mule.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. That's hilarious. Whatever. That day.
Yeah. That's perfect impression for expression for Lisa too.
And Lisa was 100% yes, a princess too.
I mean, maybe more so than Angela, which is surprising. I feel like Beth probably just kind of like, you know, was in for the ride of the princess cabin, but you two definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how it, so this happened. And then I wasn't really involved, but they were just ordered and printed all in the same day. And the lady that did the printing said she would bring them to us. And we're like, this
she
is what time.
She brought them to a.
Go ahead.
Well, she brought them to a certain point, and we didn't know that she was going to bring them there by bicycle.
Yes, yes, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
Yeah,
because we were watching. Like, we're like, what is taking?
Yeah,
so
everybody
long?
Went back to the boat except for me and Mike, and so I'm like. Like, I'm waiting for this car to show up, and then this bicycle shows up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is why it's taken so long.
And wasn't she very nonchalant? Like, you guys are like, we have 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, John, and I remember standing on the boat.
We were all
on the
standing
boat,
watching.
Outside, right. Watching, because this boat is about to take off, and I thought, y'all are not going to make it. You're going to be in Ketchikan forever.
Because these stupid t-shirts. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, here y'all come running. And
y'all were
running.
Running with a bag of 15 t-shirts.
Yes.
How like your pulse was probably 150. I mean, probably through the roof. Did you really think y'all might did y'all think you were gonna miss the boat?
Yes, me and Mike were pretty worried we were going to miss the boat. And I remember getting to the boat and like showing them whatever identification you had to get on the boat, you know, like, you know, here's my pass or whatever. Yeah. And then getting on the boat and I'm like, why isn't this thing taking off? Like it took so like,
it didn't leave for another 10 minutes. And you're like,
yeah. we were perfectly fine. So,
but I think they left late for some reason. Cause it, you guys weren't perfectly time as far, fine as far as when they were said they were going to leave.
Right.
I think we departed a little late. I
remember the guy that I showed my ID to, he was kind of annoyed at us. So,
cause you were running up the ramp, like as it was supposed to be leaving. And I think we were all together where we're supposed to meet this lady. And we're like, where is she? And then we said, okay, you guys stay as long as you can. And then just, you know, run if you're not going to make it. And we're all going to go. And we all walk to the boat. And we're just like, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. I remember where we were on the boat. I think we could see the lady on the bike because I was kind of annoyed because she just was like riding her bike like she's on freaking Sesame Street, like day in the park. And we're like, lady, like, you know, you have to know these cruise ships are there. You know, every time we told you what time to meet and she was late by like a half an hour.
Not to mention, we gave her some good business. 15 shirts in a day. That's pretty good.
Right. How much is she printing in Ketchikan?
Right, anyway. Exactly.
So yeah, but nobody, I don't think there was a lot of cars anywhere, you know.
No.
Yeah. I do have to say that a lot of the small towns later when the movie The Proposal came out, Angela.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
show the little towns and everybody knows everybody. It just seemed like, yeah, that's what it seemed like it was when we were in the small towns we stopped at. Maybe we didn't see anybody like that had land and property mansion like his parents did in that movie.
We missed that.
But the small town, you know, little streets and the little shops and stuff was very similar to what it felt like when we were there. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Side note. So then the next stop was our last stop, which was Victoria, Canada.
Yes. Victoria, British Columbia. And this is where we almost forgot to pay for our food. At least I did. Did you guys do this? We ate at a restaurant.
Yeah, we ate at like a pub or something.
Two experiences. One, I remember feeling like I was still moving.
Oh yeah, there. I do remember that feeling.
And I think it because from Ketchikan,
the night before we had really bad weather.
Yes, and it was like the longest at sea time. It was like 48 hours at sea without getting off the boat. And then, I mean, you'd been really on the boat for a week, but that was like the longest time. And then we had really bad weather. We'll talk about that in a minute. And so we got off and I remember we went into this we were walking around, you know, downtown or whatever in Victoria. And then we went to this pub restaurant place. And I just remember sitting and being like, whoa, like we are still all rocking. And then I got up to leave the table. Like everybody's finished eating. We're like, okay, let's go. And because I had eaten on the cruise the entire week. I didn't eat out anywhere else at the port cities because I was always like, we eat for free on the boat. I already paid for it. It's because I'm cheap. So I got up to leave and then I'm like getting my coat and stuff and I'm like, we're all starting to go. I'm like, oh my God, we have to pay. We have to pay for our food. Like they have to bring a check. Like I just like, I almost walked out without even paying for my food because I was so like, you know, a week worth of not paying for anything.
Yeah, I don't think I
breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which, and then of course the dessert bar in the middle of the night.
Oh my goodness.
Good.
Lisa and I hit up the ice cream bar midnight, 1 o'clock sometimes. It was just in our pajamas. Yeah.
They tell you on the last day of the cruise, they had like questions with the captain, and the captain's like, the average weight gain is 9 pounds or something for the passenger, 8 pounds in a week. That's the average. And I'm like, why did they tell you that at the beginning of the week? Like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. But somebody asked the captain too about the bad weather because we were at the Bliss Lounge the night before and we were dancing and we would like, I mean, the whole floor would just like slant or just drop. I remember we'd jump and it would just like you're in an elevator, it would just drop.
Right.
Boom, you know. And he said it was – what, like a 3 out of 10 as far as the worst that they'd been
Really? Well, because
yeah. It was, well, it might have been like a 5 out of 10, but we were all like, are you freaking kidding me? Because it was, I mean, scary for us. Oh,
I had to leave because I was getting sick. So I went back to the cabin and just, you know, I think I took some medicine and just went to sleep because it was, we were rocking on that boat. It was,
I never got sick the night.
You didn't get sick?
I would have. I never did get seasick, but that was the one night that I felt like I may get seasick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was rough.
And then remember they had the little TVs in our room that showed outside. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching it and we're hitting the waves, the bow of the boat. And I thought, should I watch this? Is this making me feel worse? And that was the night that they did the chocolate bar or something.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Y'all were talking about it. And I was so jealous because I was sick and I had to go to bed. I couldn't partake in that.
I'm sorry, Angela. We'll just have to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it again.
I'm serious.
Okay. Let's do it again. Let's go.
We can have a reunion in 2030.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You can celebrate your birthday all over again.
Okay. If it's about me, then we'll do it, John. Thanks.
Oh, now she's in because you mentioned her birthday.
Totally.
Of course. Make it about Angela.
Thank you.
So, favorite parts of that was the last stop was Victoria.
That was it. Yes. And we just walked around in Victoria. I don't think we really did anything. We ate and walked around.
It was a shorter it was a shorter stop too. It was like
we weren't there long. Something.
It wasn't the whole 12 hours. So favorite parts of the trip?
I think for me it was a tie between like my whole birthday, the day and night. Because it was just so y'all made it so special for me and the cruise ship. The band made it so special and it was just a fun,
really fun. Yeah.
Yes. And then, the whale excursion was really, cause I mean, it was unreal to see all that. So yeah, those were probably my top.
My favorite, I would say, was the scenery, like the landscape of seeing Alaska and Canada. From the boat even was just gorgeous. And then Glacier Bay with like the avalanche of the ice falling into the water. It's just something I'd never seen before and haven't seen since, obviously, but it was really cool to see that. And then my favorite, so that would be one part. The other part would be that the cruise was really fun with a big group of people. I was surprised because I kind of wondered like, how am I going to do for 7 days on a boat? But every day we just, you know, we went to shows and we ate together and it was just a blast. So I had as much fun on the boat, if not more, than I did at the stops, which surprised me. I was like, this is really fun because I was worried about like how we're on the boat a lot for this cruise, you know.
But a group of people that we didn't know each other.
Yes.
I kind of, you know, I knew you and John, I had met you and Matt and obviously your brother and Beth and Lisa. And I didn't know anyone else. So, but we all, again, just got along and it was a good group and it was a fun, really was fun.
Yeah.
So John, what was your favorite?
Well, just to add what you said, I remember being a little like nervous about spending 7 days on a vacation with some people you'd never even met yet, but it was a very good group of 15 people, but probably my favorite part was the hike we went on at Skagway and then probably not to make it about Angela again, but the night of your birthday was pretty awesome. That was a lot of fun. So
I think we've been together. Our group had been together for a few days before your birthday too. So we had gotten to know each other. The group was comfortable with everybody by then.
Right. Yeah. And also the little tiara that Lisa,
everybody that y'all had a chance to wear it.
Everyone eventually wore it, took pictures with it. I mean, it was, we had a ball. Y'all had a helmet full of some type of beer. It was a fun night. Even if it wasn't about me, it was still a fun night.
Yes. Yeah, see, so, I'm glad to hear that John said that was like his favorite day also.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, it wasn't just me. Everybody had fun that day.
Well, Betsy, I didn't want to tell you, but Glacier Bay was my birthday day. So
was it?
All just wrapped around me still.
Sorry, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
If I want to be invited back on OK Karen, I have to make it all about Angela. So,
yeah. Yeah. You know, well, you're right there.
Told you you're my favorite Bauer.
Oh, gosh. So it was all a great trip, and fun reminiscing about it. If you have any questions you want to ask us about Alaska, or if you're thinking about going, definitely do it. It was a really really great experience. And I mean, how else are you going to get to Alaska? You don't want to drive like 40 hours to get there.
I would do the cruise again.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too, because I know people that have like gotten to Seattle and then taken a plane to another place in Alaska and then just stayed in one town. And I really like that we saw, and granted, yes, they're touristy towns, but it was a great way to see Alaska, I felt.
Yeah, I think so too. And if you could do, I mean, there's a lot of different types of excursions. One of the girls in our groups did a helicopter ride and landed on the top of a glacier and got out and did stuff on top of a glacier, which that's pretty cool. She was the only one that did it though, because I think it was the most expensive of the excursions. We're all like, whoa. But whale watching and, you know, they had different fishing boat things from like The Deadliest Catch. Is that the name of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all kinds of different things that you could do, you know, a different type of excursion every stop, which was neat. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's Alaska. John, thanks so much for coming on and joining us.
Fun to see you.
You're welcome.
Talk about Alaska.
Yeah.
Your wife isn't too jealous that, you know, she met you after this and didn't get to.
Unfortunately, very jealous. And if we do it in like 2030, she'll definitely want to come along.
Okay,
so
see, there you go. And the kids are good enough. They can come or you can leave them home.
That's true. I mean, yeah.
There you go.
So let's start planning it now. 2030.
2030,
we're going to Alaska.
In 9 years. I'm in.
That seems so far away. I'm in. Wait, we don't have the dates yet, John. Doesn't matter.
I know.
Everybody should be able to mark the dates this early.
Well, the good thing about the cruise, you know, it's only going to be between like May and September. Because that's the only time they cruise.
Right.
That'll be good.
Yeah. So, we have it nailed down between May and September.
Yeah. 2030. Yeah. And my birthday's in June, so just saying.
You need to do Angela's birthday again. My husband and I want to go to national parks, and I have been to Glacier Bay, but I don't think there's any way to get to Glacier Bay except on a boat or a helicopter. So we'll just do.
So he'll want to go there to mark it off.
We'll plan. Yeah. I'll tell him 2030 we're going to Glacier Bay National Park. So there you go.
Okay.
All sounds right. Good. Okay. Good night, Sean.
Good night, Bradley Cooper.
Good night, Marissa.
Okay. Thanks, bye. John, for not saying good night to Bradley Cooper.
Don't steal her thunder.
I almost did. I was this close. I thought, no, I better be nice because
I want to come back. I want to be a guest again. Keep my super fan status.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye, y'all.